as the old year is about to end and the new year about to begin. This is the 31st of February, no, of course not, of December 2024. So the last day of this year. And I'm just starting this new podcast. I thought, why shouldn't we begin by talking about love? First of all, this podcast is, I think, going to be about bringing more performance and better results, more efficient results to your life or to my life. As I'm going to share with you what I learned about becoming more efficient, getting better results. And I think this podcast is going to be about a whole lot more than this. And I'm going to share my thoughts about life in a way that gives me the space to reflect on my life. And I want to give other people the, first of all, maybe some kind of new perspective on how they see taking responsibility, working under pressure, following goals, wanting to make more money, wanting to achieve championships, wanting to become world champion, wanting to win Grand Slams, and so on and so on. I thought, fitting to this, it is even better to start talking about love. This year was a year full of love for me. About finding reasons why I'm afraid to love, and finding more understanding on why love is so important on to bring better performance. You know, I am the kind of guy that if he doesn't see a reason to do something, he's not going to do it. And I was always, I consider myself to be very lazy. And, you know, having this lack of motivation, this, you know, why should I do it? Like, going the extra mile, yeah, okay, well, why not? But then I received a very important message this year. It was the 7th of May this year when I learned that I'm going to be a father. And this day changed everything, basically everything for me. Somehow my brain gave me, or somehow my brain had a reason to do things that I thought were difficult for me to do, that I thought I was too lazy to do. But I wasn't. Turns out, I just didn't have a reason. I just was not motivated enough. My brain didn't have the need to do the things that were necessary to reach the goal because the goal was not attractive enough. But now, having learned that I'm becoming a father, I feel so much sense and reason to finally do the things that are necessary. That already now, I'm so thankful for this little boy coming into our life. And as I learned about this in May, it means that I'm still no father, yeah? No, I'm just still waiting. My fiancé and me, we're still waiting. Waiting until the day. It can happen now every day. We're just waiting for our little friend to arrive. So just as an update for you. So it could be today, could be right in this moment that my fiancé is about to shower. And that we need to go to the hospital. So, if this might happen, or if this may happen, I'm excusing myself beforehand. Why do I think this is important to share? Because with this little or big thing that I learned this year, that was a big reason connected to self-hate. And why I could let go of a lot of self-hate. Because I always judged myself for not doing some things that I thought I should do. And because I always hated myself for sometimes being lazy. You know, just feeling when you look back at your day and you feel like, you could have achieved more. You could have done more. Well, turns out, yes, you could have. But maybe there was just no reason for it. Maybe your brain didn't see a reason. Maybe there was just not enough motivation. Because what I learned in the past working with my mentor, for example, is that our brain is capable of achieving crazy results. A Formula One world champion contender never being able to win the world championship because of thousands, a millisecond. Huh? It's not only about training. It's not only about that his contender just took this corner, like he trained it like for 500 times and this other guy only for 300 times. No, there's another reason behind it. That's because our brain doesn't see a reason, or maybe sees this as a reason to even be somehow endangered. You know, me working with high potentials and high achievers. And me, myself, wanting to always become better at what I'm doing and always to grow. I thought I could just train myself to become better. And there is a good, like, absolutely, that works. You can train yourself. You can train your brain. You can train it to think in a certain way, and you can train it to see some images in a certain way, you know, with those affirmations and such. That works. But nothing is as strong as when your brain has a reason to do it. And not only has a reason to do it, but sees if it does help you, or if it does what you want. For example, you not wanting to do your training in a certain way, or you being too lazy to do the training, or you being too lazy to talk to the customers, or you being too lazy to do the sales, or you being too lazy to do whatever. Maybe it's just because your brain doesn't see a reason to do it, or maybe your brain sees it as a way to thinking it could endanger you in some way. But if our brain has a connection to doing it and surviving in a better way, it will do it. There is no doubt. It will just do it. There's no planning. There's no need to train this. It will just do it. And that's those situations that you might have happened or that might have happened to you in your life before, where you thought, how could it be that I was able to do it, but I didn't train that much for it, or I didn't prepare that much, or I didn't do the things that I thought were necessary, but I still had the reasons and I still had the results. And here is where love gets into this game. Let's say it like this. Just to be honest to you, I mean, I was so damn afraid of love. And I still am. My child is about to be born and I'm afraid I'm not a good father. I'm afraid I'm not a good husband, or I'm going to be a good husband. I'm still engaged at the moment. And I know I can do the things. I know I can take on the steps, and I know I can grow towards becoming a better father if I'm going to make mistakes, if I'm going to be not perfect. But there's this simple connection in my brain between when I'm not perfect, I'm not worthy of love. And when I'm not worthy of love, I'm not worthy of being in close connection to other people, and then I'm being left out. So, and there was always this part of me that thought, maybe it's just better to not even be in something, so I can't be pushed outside. I can't be rejected. Better not be in love. Better fight love. Better not doing the things that I love. Better not having the relationships that I love. Because then I can't be rejected. I can't get hurt. I don't have to confront myself with the idea of being rejected and then having to confront myself with a feeling of anxiety of surviving. Survival angst. Just recently saw a TV series, Lucifer. And as I'm German, I'm always kind of surprised how Americans and British are somehow taking German words and mixing it into their language. Well, of course, a kindergarten and kaput. But just recently I heard the word angst being used, like anxiety. And it fascinated me. But going back, I arrived at a point where I had the possibility to learn to love whilst feeling safe. You know, as a child, when we arrive on this planet, or another planet, I mean, maybe you're an alien watching, so on your home planet, we're just this beautiful, sweet, cute little thing lying there. And then what we're going to do is to communicate our needs, is we're going to shout. Yeah, I want whatever, milk, I want food, I want pee, I want a new diaper, I want whatever. So, well, and this is the beginning of not only feeling the love of our parents, but as well feeling that they're annoyed of us. Feeling that they even sometimes hate us. Or just that they don't love us. And that's when we start to build self-defense mechanisms to protect us, to make sure that we stay in this inner circle, know, coming back to the Neanderthals and people from way before, you know, it was very important to be part of the tribe, as if we wouldn't, the possibility to get eaten by a tiger, a saber-toothed tiger, or saber-toothed tiger, I think. I'm not even sure. You know, the tigers with those large teeth and getting trampled over by a mammoth. Well, the chances were much higher than when we were part of our tribe. So it's better that we adjust, that we switch off our needs, switch off our feelings, because we are being afraid of being rejected and then being not able to survive. So that's when it starts, that we stop being authentic and that we learn it's better to do what somebody tells us to do and not listen to our heart. And just imagine how sad that is. I mean, we have this beautiful chance of living this life and experiencing it, nuances, these beautiful colors. But how should we be able to experience this kind of life if we don't feel it? How should we be able to be part of this life, to recognize this magic, if we don't use our intuition and our feelings and our brain? And then what we do already as a child is we start to build like those little walls between our heart and our surrounding to make sure that we don't get hurt, that we don't feel the pain, or that we don't feel the anxiety. The pain of our father being annoyed of us. The pain of our mother not listening to us. And we start to, as this is our world that we grow up in, see this as our reality. So this is what's real. That's at least what I in some parts learned when I grew up. Well, that listening to our feelings and listening to our intuition, and that it is okay to feel something, and that this is not okay, that this shouldn't be a part of our life, that we should just function, in wherever we grow and whichever surrounding we grow up. But where's the connection now to working on our performance, to getting better results? First of all, I think for me, for example, a big reason to live is to feel and to experience. There was a very wise man, my mentor, he told me once, what to live for if it's not for the feeling. So, of course, if we switch off our feelings and if we switch off our hearts, we tend to lose a reason to live. we tend to lose a reason to be motivated. So the things that we do are just by functioning, by work, but not by listening to our heart. So what this does is it leads to us not using our brain in its bigger capacity to create results. No, because this part that is connected to our self-defense mechanisms is quite often only connected to a small part of our brain, through our consciousness. Yeah, consciously, we decide to do some things. That's when we, for example, start every day with our to-do list and we say, this should be done. And now we go further with whatever. But not we start the day with listening to our heart and say, okay, well, my heart tells me to speak to this person today. That's what I'm going to do. But what if our brain already sees something that would be good for us? Talking to this person. But we can't connect to this part in our brain if we don't use our feelings, if we're just functioning. So that's why I wanted to start this. That's one of the big reasons why I think this is very important to become more efficient and to get better results. I mean, when I was 23 or something, I had a company which had shares of, which was an investment company. So I bought shares of other companies with this company. And I already had quite good results. Having shares of companies, doing millions of revenues, and having built one of the biggest coaching companies in Germany. Having built very successful e-commerce companies. But it was in a way that I didn't enjoy fully. So I got up every morning at 4:20 and I went to the gym because that's how it's done. I didn't listen to my muscles if they were sore. No, it's even like the more sore, I don't know, the more sore my muscles were, the more pain there were in my muscles, there was in my muscles, the better. Because it showed me, okay, I'm going into the right direction. No pain, no gain. Well, and then afterwards I went to the to my office. So I was in the office at 6:30, 7-ish. And then I worked until 8, 9 in the evening. But do you believe that I took a nap when I was tired? Do you think I was asking myself if the food that I'm eating is good for me? Do you think that I was asking myself if the things that I'm working are nourishing my heart? Are something that gives me the opportunity to feel a bigger sense behind it? Or is it just doing something to make more money, which can be connected to a bigger reason, of course? But for me, it wasn't. It was just, okay, making more money, that's it. So the natural reason was that I wasn't very efficient. I mean, the amount of work that I invested and the results that I got, it was still a lot better than like 90% of the people, but there were those... you know, those super high performers that had results with even less, and those results were way better. And I thought, what could it be that they are there where they are? So it was very clear to me that I needed to find out how to improve my performance, how to grow as a person. And that's when I learned that it's important to open my heart to see, okay, when it's nothing that I could do that's not connected to my heart, I'm not going to be able to achieve high performance. I'm not going to be able to connect the things that I do with the deeper parts of my brain. I'm just going to do the same things again and again and again without having the results that I wanted. Just little steps to grow, but not exponential growth. Well, that's because I didn't learn it in a way that really brings those efficient results. No, I learned it in a way that was not connected to my heart. And that's why this year was so important for me. To open my heart. To at least open it a little further. To identify a few more walls between my surrounding and my heart. And to maybe just build some doors through those walls. And to find out why I have those walls. I have this beautiful fiancé, and I was, for years, I was afraid to listen to my heart, which told me that I love her and that I wanted to be with her. For years, I was afraid. But she taught me something that was very important. She was there. Every time that what I took a step closer, but then was afraid again. She was still there. She said, okay, it's fine. I will be there. She helped me to see that I can trust. And this connected with a lot of love I received from my mentor throughout the years and from my parents in ways that I now start to interpret as love. Gives me the chance to feel more loved, to make peace with some parts of myself, and to see bigger reasons behind the things that I do. For example, sharing this with you here in this podcast, sharing with you how I feel, sharing with you that it's okay to be afraid of love, sharing with you that it's okay to not feel motivated. Sharing with you that it's okay to wanting to deliver a better performance, but not doing the things although you think you should do them. Sharing with you that it's okay to hate yourself. Because I don't think hating yourself is the opposite of loving yourself. I think hating yourself is the way to grow to love yourself more. It's the way to get a closer connection to your heart. It's the way to see a bigger reason behind it. That you don't need to be afraid of hating yourself, but this hating yourself is actually the question on why don't you have the natural motivation to do the things that you wanted. That hating yourself is actually the question or the motivation to see that you have a need to understand why you don't want to do the things, or why there is so much you could do, but you don't do it. Why you're afraid of talking to your parents about what you really want to do. Why you're afraid of standing up for your needs. Why you're afraid of listening to your heart. Why you're afraid of getting into connection with the people that you love. Because this hating yourself is actually not hating yourself, but it's just your heart listening, shouting. It's your heart shouting, hey, there is a different reason to it. There's a different reason. You can listen to it and you can accept yourself. You don't need to accept yourself, but it's okay. It is okay. It is okay to do the necessary steps. It is okay to give yourself some time to reflect and see maybe there are bigger reasons to why you do things and sometimes you don't things. You don't do things. You know, I'm afraid of becoming a father. I'm afraid of being a role model that's not a good role model. I'm afraid of being rejected by my child. And that is what makes loving so hard. But on the other hand, having experienced how it is to not love, having experienced how it is to not do the necessary steps to love myself more, having experienced how it is to not feel, I wouldn't want to change it back for nothing. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I want to inspire you that it's okay to listen to your heart. I want to inspire you that it's okay to be human. I want to inspire you to be afraid of love. And that it's okay to be afraid of love. I don't want to inspire you to be afraid of love. Well, at least I can inspire you to realize that there are some parts in you that are already afraid of love and that you don't need to judge it. So if you listened until now, I want to thank you. I want to thank you and I want to wish you a beautiful, happy new year. And the space to listen to your heart. See you or hear you hopefully soon. Bye-bye.